trade deadline coming up in a few weeks now. The trade deadline is obviously a place where management can kind of reward a team that's got themselves in position, right?
Yeah.
And bolster it for the playoffs. Do you sort of see these next few weeks as a time to earn that from management?
Yeah, I think it's just out of our hands. Like, whether, you know, whether we go, what, 14-0 or whatever the amount of games is, I think we're just kind of worried about what we have in here right now and just trying to, you know, get back to our game and get some, pick up some wins here, obviously. Last little bit hasn't gone as well as we wanted it to, but the break came at a good time for us to kind of reset and get some relaxation and hopefully recharge the batteries a little bit. So, yeah, the next you know, few games are going to be a good tell of, you know, where we're at, but at the same time, we're not worried about trying to add guys or, you know, whether we're going to, you know, do anything. It's just a matter of what, you know, getting our game going and worry about what we got in here right now.
Such a long break. Where do you feel it? Legs or hands or?
I don't know. I guess we're gonna find out tomorrow whether it's fine or not. So, yeah, it shouldn't be. You know, everyone goes through it, and kind of this is the third or fourth time that we've done it now. So everyone's kind of accustomed to it, and hopefully we get. You know, after Christmas, you don't really get a practice; you just get a pregame skate. So we'll be a bit right back into it.
Yeah. 21-31 against the West to wrap up here. Fair to say you guys control your own destiny?
Oh, yeah, definitely control our own destiny, I think. You know, you win every game, you're going to make the playoffs. So, yeah, I feel like we, you know, and it's, we feel like we have the capability of winning, you know, night in, night out. So it's, yeah, we feel like it's up to us. We don't feel like we need to rely on, you know, a team to play a bad game against us, or we need teams to lose. That's, you know, a ways away. We don't feel that way at all. We feel like if we play our game that, you know, we can, you know, we should win more nights than not. So, yeah, I feel like that confidence is still in the room for sure.
What's the most important thing when you look at Boston, St. Louis back-to-back coming out of the break here?
It's just the way that we play the game. If we play high risk, it's not going to go very well. So we got to be taking care of the puck. We got to have, you know, a mentality of pushing the pace and, like, you know, defending hard and with a purpose and forechecking hard and with a purpose. So, you know, not desperation yet, but we got to play with a sense of urgency and close guys down and, you know, don't give them any time and space. Don't feed their transition game. It's really a pretty simple recipe. It's just a matter of how hard we do it.
Maybe you answered it, but you guys make things maybe a little bit easier on
net
winders.
On what?
On goaltenders.
Don't give them as many great A's as we have. I think, you know, taking care of the puck's a huge thing. A lot of great A's come off of transition. And then, you know, as soon as, you know, one guy's kind of off their guy in the D zone, then everyone's kind of, you know, hesitant to really take care of their job because they're not sure that job's going to take care of, so they feel like they have to cover for him. So as soon as one guy, you know, goes with an intent and a purpose and closes his man down and gets him into the wall, everyone else's job becomes that much easier. So just that sense of urgency in the defensive zone to close a guy down, don't give him time and space, get the puck, and let's go play offense. So, you know, being, you know, great defensively isn't because you play a lot of defense. It's literally so you know, cause stoppage and cause their cycle to stop, and then you overload the puck, and then you get the puck, and you go play offense. You know, that's not that crazy a recipe.